Support for NPR podcasts comes from MasterCard. Some experiences are personal, others are meant to be shared. MasterCard presents Priceless Picks, a place to share at priceless.com.
From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton, sitting in for Bob Boylan. With new music from Aukerville River and John Vanderslice, some gorgeous choral music, the extraordinary guitarist Bob Brosman, and more. We start with the Austin, Texas band Aukerville River. If you've not heard of Aukerville River, I can tell you they're about to release one of the most anticipated albums of the year. At least one of the most anticipated albums for people who love dark, literate rock. Aukerville River formed in the late 90s. They released an EP and a couple of albums and developed a cult following in the Austin area. Aukerville River reached a larger audience in 2005 when they released the album Black Sheep Boy. It was widely praised for frontman Will Shelf's cryptic songwriting and ended up on a lot of best-of lists for that year. Fans eager to hear Aukerville River's new CD, The Stage Names, won't be disappointed. It's the band's best album yet, with richly orchestrated, multi-layered songs. It's more upbeat, even thrilling at times, than the band's earlier work. Listen to Will Shelf's voice absolutely erupt on the opening track, Our Life Is Not a Movie, or Maybe.
It's just a bad movie where there's no crying. Handing the keys to me in this red line. Where the lock that you locked in the suite says there's no prying. When the breath that you breathed in the street screams there's no science. When you look how you look then to me, then I cease lying and fall into silence. This is a life story, so there's no climax. No more new territory, so pull away the IMAX. In the slot that you sliced through the scene, there was no shyness. In the plot that you passed through your teeth, there was no pity, no not haunted. It was your heart hurting, but not for too long, kid. In the socket you spin from with ease, there is no sticking. From the speakers your fake masterpiece comes serenely dribbling. And when the air on your chair feels a heat, that's the flames licking.
Oh,
Aukerville River, that song from their new album, The Stage Names, is called Our Life is Not a Movie or Maybe. We've got plenty of other coverage on Aukerville River and their earlier work on the NPR website. Go to npr.org/music. Sometimes music is experimental, deep, and introspective, and makes a listener contemplate all the grand mysteries of life. And sometimes it's just plain fun. That's what I thought when I discovered this next album by the band Peel. Like Aukerville River, Peel is another great find from Austin, and the band's self-titled debut is just bursting with feel-good energy, hooks, and crazy catchy melodies. Here's the opening track, Oxford. The band is Peel, and the only thing wrong with that song, at 2 minutes, is that it's over way too soon. Oxford is from their self-titled debut, a collection of perfect, heart-thumping pop songs. We leave the Austin music scene now for 16th-century England and the breathtakingly beautiful choral music for compline. Compline is a night prayer, or prayer at the end of the day. The compline was, and still is in some places, the last of the daily monastic practices and included psalms, recited in plain song. On their new CD, Music for Compline, the vocal ensemble Style Antico offers some truly gorgeous versions of these pieces, written by some of England's greatest composers, including John Shepherd, William Byrd, and Thomas Tallis. This is the opening cut to the album. It's called Libera, Numbers 1 and 2.
Oh.
From the new CD, Music for Compline, that's the vocal ensemble Style Antico. The composer of that piece, John Shepherd, lived from 1515 to 1558. He was the master of choristers at Magdalen College in Oxford and was known for very simplistic, intimate pieces that gently unfolded with angelic harmonies. From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I find I respond to the simplest and sometimes strangest things in music. For example, whenever a singer shouts or grunts just before a blistering solo, the guitar or keyboard always sounds a little bit cooler. Add some hand claps to a beat and I'm suddenly jumping up and down. And any melody can win me over with a single female voice harmonizing over it. When I put on the new CD by Architecture in Helsinki, it was the group Screaming that got me into it. I wouldn't really call it singing, more like shouting or yelling. And they've got the hand claps, too. Listen for the All Things Considered theme at the end of this opening cut, Red Turned White. The band is Architecture in Helsinki, and that cut was Red Turned White from their new CD, Places Like This. I have no idea what they're singing about in that song, but with all that group yelling and hand clapping, it really doesn't matter. David Dondero is one of the country's best living songwriters, and it continues to amaze me more people don't know about his work. Dondero doesn't dress his songs up in lush orchestration or high-end studio effects. It's just plain, simple songwriting, often just him and his guitar. But his lyrics are razor-sharp, with strange and often haunting tales that burrow into your heart. His latest effort, titled Simple Love, is a bit more straightforward and maybe even hopeful than some of his earlier albums, but no less moving. Let's listen to the title track.
Help me be strong, never get bored, never ignore, always amused and always in tune. Sweet love, you know the deal. I can predict the things that you feel. I need a breather, I need a towel, I need a lover, I need it now. 'Cause I was born for the simple love. I was worn like a boxing glove. I was torn from the humid skies above. Push me away, please let me say what I gotta say. You tell me you love someone else, you wanna go be all by yourself. I know I hadn't been kind, took you for granted, it's granted I'm blind. I'm trying to give you all of myself, only to you, nobody else. I was born through the majesty of your warm loving hand in me. I was born, now there's nothing left to be. About all the time it's come and is gone. Yes, you've cried as I've cried. Yeah, we both love and yeah, we have lied. Someday together again, meet me down by the river bend. My love for you is not quite the same, but maybe we can blossom again. I was born for the simple love. I've been worn like a boxing glove. I was torn from the humid skies above. And I was born for the majesty of your warm loving hand in me. I was born, now there's nothing left to be. You say that you love him, you don't even like his music. How could you say that you love him, you don't even trust his music? His music defines his heart, his heart defines his music. How could you say that you love that guy, you don't even like? Loving hand in me now.
David Dondero, that's the title track from his latest CD called Simple Love. It featured Eddie Hobsall on piano and the voice of Renee Woodward on harmonies. Bob Brosman is an extraordinary guitarist. He's a master of Hawaiian slide guitar and of classic blues from the 20s and 30s, and he's made a number of remarkable recordings in other genres like gypsy jazz, calypso, ragtime, and Caribbean music. His latest CD is one of his most ambitious to date. It's called Lumiere and features what he calls the Bob Brosman Orchestra. In this case, the orchestra is Brosman himself playing every instrument on the album and multi-tracking the songs. The cover of the album features a picture of the orchestra, more than 24 duplicate images of Brosman, each holding a different kind of guitar, from a standard six-string to lap steel, and a lot of instruments I don't even recognize. From the Bob Brosman Orchestra, here's the song Lumière de la Mer. From the CD Lumière or Light, that's Bob Brosman performing all the instruments on Lumière de la Mer or Light of the Sea. We've featured Bob Brosman a couple of other times on All Songs Considered. Go to npr.org/allsongs and click the link for our archives. John Vanderslice is one of the most imaginative, prolific, and consistently rewarding artists making music today. He's released 6 albums in about as many years, all of them widely praised for Vanderslice's curious world of sound and musical experiments. Vanderslice is also the founder of Tiny Telephone Studios in San Francisco. It's one of the last all-analog studios in the Bay Area. Artists like Death Cab for Cutie, Spoon, and Aukerville River have all recorded there. John Vanderslice's new CD is called Emerald City. It's another concept record of sorts, though the exact concept is anyone's guess. Vanderslice's albums always seem to have multiple layers of meaning, with twisted stories of loneliness and paranoia. This cut from Emerald City is called The Minaret. I'm Robin Hilton. Bob Boylan will be back next week. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.